So good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 22 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Woohoo! Moving right along, a day at a time. So to begin, just take a moment to settle into your seat. Arriving in your seat, just the way you are, however you are this morning. See if you can meet yourself with a sense of kindness and gentleness. Sense of acceptance, however you're arriving. And continuing our discussion of joyful effort or energy or exertion. A number of different ways to think about it. And I wanted to point out the obvious, which is the opposite, is laziness. So we're meeting our laziness. And I want to point to, it's not the laziness of like all the things you should do or the things that you think are being sort of asked of you from the outside, but thinking about our laziness from the point of view, actually, in some ways, of the way we were talking about it yesterday, the things that we do that promote our health and well-being, our sense of contentment and happiness, those things that we know are good for us from the inside out, and looking at the ways in which we don't always do them, the ways in which we can be lazy about taking care of ourselves. And really thinking about what do we get out of being lazy? Right? What are the rewards for being lazy? And thinking about how it feels to us when we don't take care of ourselves in that sense, when we don't make the effort to really care for ourselves in a kind of deep, well-being, healthy way. And particularly because our brains are reward-based, so if we really look at what are the short-term gains of being lazy, of not showing up for something, or not taking care of yourself, or not resting. Not resting is important, too, as opposed to the long-term gains of really doing those things. Right? And I'm drawing on the work of Judson Brewer, who is an addiction psychiatrist, I think, and he wrote a book called Craving, and he talks about the way in which our brains work, and if we really slow down and take in those things that we know are not good for us, when we really notice what the experience is, we notice we don't even really like it. When we don't take care of ourselves, how does that make us feel, as opposed to when we do? And so we can make changes in our behavior more from an inside knowing of the feeling that it just feels better to take care of ourselves rather than imposing it from the outside, like I should brush my teeth, show up for meditation, rest, get some exercise, but really taking a moment to settle in and notice what makes me really feel better, short-term versus long-term, in terms of our laziness. So I want to invite you, as you go through your day, to notice how does it really feel when I'm lazy? And do I really want to feel like that, short-term versus long-term? Okay, your homework today. So shifting to the more formal practice, because in the long term, it'll do us good. It feels good to be here together, to work with our minds, to be present for ourselves and others. And sometimes that takes a little effort. So taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath us, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, the weight of the body just resting here. the effort that it takes to be present in our lives, to not numb out, to not get so busy we lose ourselves, to not get so caught up in outside expectations that we lose a sense of ourselves. And just feeling the ground of that. And from that sense of ground, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, connecting to our natural human dignity, our worthiness, our ability to take care of ourselves, to see the bigger picture, the bigger payoff of exertion, joyful effort, energy. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front. Resting our hands comfortably and allowing the mind to just rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together.